Gunmen in Mexico dump 10 bodies outside Governor's Palace. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 7, 2022. Gunmen left 10 bodies outside the Governor's Palace in Zacatecas. The unidentified victims were stuffed in a gray Mazda SUV. The case took place Thursday morning, said Zacatecas Governor David Monreal Avila in a Facebook video, acknowledging the gory scene and claiming the violence is linked to the poor leadership of his predecessors. I was notified that at around 5:30 they had left a gray Mazda truck with bodies right here outside of the palace, Monreal Avila said. Inside the truck, bodies, apparently beaten, injured. According to the politician, a gunman drove to the plaza square and parked the vehicle next to a Christmas tree, and then took off running toward an alley. The main challenge is the insecurity, Monreal Avila said in the video. It is a pending challenge in our nation, our country, and consequently our state. Public safety stopped being a state issue and it is now an issue that belongs to everyone. We all have to take care of each other. The once peaceful state of Zacatecas has become one of Mexico's most violent as the Sinaloa cartel fights Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación in a turf war for drug corridors connecting central and western Mexico with the U.S. late last year. Gunmen hung dozens of bodies from highway overpasses and also had large-scale shootouts. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.